Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponds to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph on the 8th line with the word Chataf Hasela. Chataf Hasela Miyad V'Nasan L'Beshas Matona Amala Harei Mukadeshes Li Harei Zu Mukadeshes. If he snatched a Sela coin from her and then gave it to her and said to her, "Behold, you are Mukadeshes to me," then she is Mukadeshes. The Gemara asks, "But my Kidja, how could he be Mukadesha? Because it wasn't his money, because she hadn't given up hope of getting it back." Reb Chagai, b'shem Reb Pedas, roitzehi shetiyeh mekudeshes loy v'yechayev la selav. Chagai, quoting Reb Pedas, said, she wants to be married, so she's allowing him to acquire it in order to be able to then use it to be mekadesha, and she's happy to be owed the money as a debt instead. And Reb Yosi, elu itma kli yos, sela darkalis chalef. Reb Yosi said, if the case involved a utensil, then your explanation would be necessary. But since it was money, the way of money is to be replaced, so she certainly relied on him to acquire the money for Kedushin and to then pay her back another time for the money that he owes her. Now we have a b'risa. Kinsi li selazu, uvashas matona amala haria mukodeshes li, harizu mukodeshes. If a man said, accept this sela as a deposit for me, and when he gave it to her, he said, behold, you are mukodeshes to me, then she is mukodeshes. If it was after he gave her the money, if she said explicitly that she wants to be married, then she is Mekudeshes. If not, she's not Mekudeshes. Helech sela zu shani chayev lach, v'sha'af matona amar la hariyat Mekudeshes li, v'as Mekudeshes v'im lav, eina Mekudeshes. If he said to her, take the sela that I owe you, and when he actually gave it to her, he was Mekadesher, if she explicitly said that she wants to be Mekudeshes, then she is. If not, she's not Mekudeshes. But if after it came into her hand already and he was Mekadesha, even if they both want it, she is not Mekudeshes. Kate said, Yase, what should he do now? He can take it back from her and again give it to her and say, behold, you are Mekudeshes to me. And Abayis says, if a man said, be betrothed to me with this mana, which is 100 zuz, and it was found to be less than that, then she's not mekudeshes. If it contained a bad dinar, then she is mekudeshes and he has to exchange that coin. If he was counting out one by one and throwing it into her hand, she can retract her acceptance until he finishes counting it out. If he said, be betrothed to me with a mana, and he ended up giving her just a dinar, Reb Loza says she's already mekudeshes, and the rest of the money becomes just a condition that he has to pay it. Reb Yochanan says, no, only when he actually completes the payment does she become Mekudeshes. Amrin Chazar Bei Reb Yochanan, they said that Reb Yochanan retracted from what he ruled over here. Chad Bar Nash Avuna Yoev Lechavrei V'Kapa Bar Lechavrei. Once a person gave a security to his friend for an item that he had purchased from him, and his friend later denied receiving it. Reb Baba, Reb Hila, Reb Yaakov Bar Acha, Talseoin Amrin, Zer Pishton Haya, Omikzas Damim, Nosan Le. Reb Abba, Reb Hila, and Reb Yaakov Bar Acha all said that the case was that he had bought from him flax seeds and had given him some of the money, not as a security, and then the seller later retracted. Asa uvda kumi Reb Yochanan, Amar, o yitin le b'chol mikchoi, o yimsa o yisrael mishapar. The case came before Reb Yochanan and he ruled that either the seller should give him the entire amount of flax seeds, or he will receive the curse of mishapar, which is a curse for a seller retracting after receiving the payment for an object. Reb Chiya by Yosef Amar, o yitin le b'chol elvoinoi, o yimsa o yisrael mishapar. Reb Chiya by Yosef disagreed and he said either the seller should give him the amount of seeds equivalent to the money he'd already received, or he will receive the curse of mishapar. Moide Reb Chiya bar Yosef le Reb Yochanan b'mekach shein darkei likanes chetzayim kegoin parah v'talis. But Reb Chiya bar Yosef agreed to Reb Yochanan in the case of an item that's not usually sold in parts, like a cow or like a garment. And the conclusion of the raya here is v'isha darkei likanes chetzayim is a woman acquired in parts, and therefore rather it must be that when he pays for part of her, the husband automatically acquires all of her. And this shows Reb Yochanan retracted and held that Kiddushin should take effect as soon as the first part of the payment was actually given. Reb Chagai, Reb Yudan, Trihoin Amrin, Mekak Darka Likanes Chetzayin, Ve'isha Ein Darka Likanes Chetzayin. Reb Chagai and Reb Yudan both said, an item is acquired in parts, as even a cow, for example, is slaughtered and the meat is divided, but a woman is never acquired in parts. And now a new Mishnah. Hifkad chili b'koizeh shel yayin v'nimtza shel dvash, shel dvash v'nimtza shel yayin. If a man said, be mekudeshes to me with this cup of wine, and it was found to be honey, or vice versa, b'dinah zeh shel kesev v'nimtza shel zav v'nimtza shel kesev, or if he said, with this silver dinah, and it was found to be gold, or vice versa, amanash shani oni v'nimtza osher, osher v'nimtza oni, or if he said, on condition that I'm poor, and he was found to be rich, or vice versa, so in all of these cases, ainu mekudeshes, she is not mekudeshes. Reb Shimon Omer, im hita l'shevach, harei zeh mekudeshes. Reb Shimon says, no, if it was worth more than he claimed, then she is mekudeshes. Amanash shani koyen v'nimtza levi, levi v'nimtza koyen, if he said, on condition that I'm a koyen, and he was found to be a levi, or vice versa, nosin v'nimtza mamza, mamza v'nimtza nosin, or if he said, on condition I'm a nosin, and he was found to be a mamza, or vice versa, ben ir v'nimtza ben krach v'nimtza ben ir, if he said, on condition I'm from a town, and he was found to be from a city, or vice versa, Almanas shebeisi kav lemerchatz v'nimtza rochik, rochik v'nimtza korov, or if he said on condition that my house was close to the bathhouse and it was found to be far away, or vice versa. Almanas sheyesh li bas o shifcha mekudeles ve'ein loy, almanas she'ein loy ve'yesh loy, if he said on condition that I have a daughter or maidservant who is well respected and he was later found not to have one, or vice versa. Amanash yesh loy bonim ve'ein loy, amanash she'ein loy ve'yesh loy, or if he said on condition that I have children and it was found that he doesn't, or vice versa. Val kulam, in all of these cases, afapisha omra belibi haisel is kadosh loy, afapikein ein mekudeshes. In all of these cases, even if she said that in my heart I would have nevertheless married him, she is still not mekudeshes. V'chein hi sheti asoy, and this also applies if she deceived him. And the Gemara says, b'kois zeh ubama shebetoichoy shavaputa miskadeshes v'imlav ein miskadeshes. If he said with this cup and its contents, if the combined value of the putter should be mekudeshes. Zocha boy im yesh bama shebetoichoy shavaputa miskadeshes v'imlav ein miskadeshes. If he said acquire in it, then if the contents alone were worth a shavaputa, she is mekudeshes. Otherwise, she's not mekudeshes. Because why do we also consider the value of the cup itself? And the answer is because his wording of acquire in it denotes only the contents.